Lick It Up is a Mexican street food truck created by two cooks who also happen to be musicians, hence the name that references favorite rock band Kiss. They can be found in the patio of Monarch Bar and Cafe, which is located near the corner of Rio Grande and Mesa. These guys are having fun with food and create a rotating menu that includes items such as vegan bolillo filled with seitan milanesa, gorditas, and vegan pastor tacos. Today, my guests are the owners of Lick It Up, Javi Gardea and Edgar Delfin. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Marina. Hi.
So was this truck always going to be called Lick It Up? Because I think it's genius. As a music lover, anyway.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
we had the name before we opened, for sure.
Before you had the truck, even?
Yeah.
The idea was there. We thought it would be okay.
Yeah. I mean, when I heard it, I was like, oh, that sounds really nice.
It seemed to go well with tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, what, Kentucky Fried Chicken is finger licking good?
Exactly. And,
you know, yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more rock and roll.
Just, yeah.
That was kind of the idea,
yeah,
too.
It was kind of like...
Well, our buddy, he drew the... It's kind of like the jalapeno rocker, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that your logo?
He drew it by hand. So
that's the guy. Maybe one day we'll get a little mascot.
Oh, right? That would be amazing.
Yeah, right?
So we were talking about before we started recording, but you guys do, I mean, definitely have meat options, but you guys do a lot of vegan options. How did you guys decide to go that route?
At first, we actually started with only two vegan options, which was beet tacos and flautas, like black bean, potato, slaw, and beef crumbles, which is like the Beyond Beef.
Quote unquote,
the Beyond Beef brand and Beyond Meat.
And we saw like how many people liked it. It was like, oh, I'm vegan, it's so cool that you only have two vegan options. We're like, what? Yeah, like just two? I mean, we can come up with more than that, actually, because we had
a lot of ideas.
because we used to work at Eloise. The chef Joey Casares, he showed us everything about vegan cooking.
Yeah,
I mean, we only had two options. It was like, we can do more, actually. I mean, this is like nothing.
You're
this is
like,
so
we
easy.
We got this.
We got this.
Yeah.
And we started coming out with other stuff, but at the beginning, it wasn't like that. And we just came out with ideas as we went through them.
Yeah.
And it just seemed so like to do it at the right time, at the right moment. So we kind of did that, and just from there started like to grow.
Yeah, because you were saying how you're surprised how many vegans
are.
Yeah,
I remember growing up and going vegetarian and trying to be vegan, actually. It definitely wasn't easy. I know just going anywhere, being out, it wasn't easy to get vegetarian or a vegan option. Even explaining to a fast food person, you know, how to make something vegetarian.
It's
very complicated. So being here now, I just didn't realize that so many people have been trying to be vegetarian or vegan. So it's nice that they're welcoming the idea of having more options. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that, I mean, even if you aren't vegan, the ingredients that you get, like the beet tacos, it's still interesting to somebody who's a meat eater. So it's not like, don't come here if you eat meat, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, we use, we do a pastor, and we use, it's a textured soy protein, but we use a traditional pastor marinade. It's the same things, the achiote, the pineapple juice, the orange juice, and all the spices and everything. We put the same time and effort into making that, so the flavor is definitely there.
Yeah.
You don't really miss the meat.
Yeah, and
at
like,
least in my opinion.
When it comes to like Mexican cooking, a lot of it's spices. I mean, like, you know, like the meat is so like, it's important, but if you really come down to it, like Mexican food is about spices and what they call sazon.
Yeah.
And it's all about like the way you use the salt, the way you use grease, the way you use all of these ingredients that sometimes meat just you can leave it out. I mean, it's not that important to use. I know that it is important. I haven't told my grandma that I do like vegan Mexican food.
I don't think she wants to know. What are you doing?
She's like, no. All right. Go sit down, Paco. We need to talk. But it really, like, if you go to south of Mexico, a lot of the food in south of Mexico is vegan. I mean, because they don't rely too much on meat. It's only on the north part of Mexico that, for example, gorditas, milanesa, that's all meat, because, like, the north part of Mexico does eat a lot of meat. But we kind of, like, try to combine two things. Like, we try to do comfort Mexican food, but with all the vegan ingredients that we could. it's kind of weird, but it is about like talking to people and asking them, how do you make this?
Right, or how would you want to?
How do you make this pastor marinade? And they're like, oh, well, I put pineapple juice and I put achiote and I put like onions, garlic powder, whatever. And we're like, okay, so this.
It's definitely research that we put into.
And by research, does this mean you have to eat a lot of tacos?
Well, yeah, I guess.
We definitely eat a lot of tacos now.
Yeah, yeah, but it is all about like research. You can't Google this sometimes.
Right, especially the street food.
It is trial and error, too.
It is.
It took a lot of getting the recipes down and figuring out, you know, proportions and things like that.
Do you have an epic error that you could share with us? Oh, just something that was a total fail?
I think it has to do the pastor.
The vegan pastor. The first couple of times we tried that, it wasn't perfect.
Because like the texturized soy, if you leave it too much like in the marinade or in any kind of liquid,
it just breaks down.
And that's one time I thought like, well, it has to be like pork. You just marinate
just
the
soak
just
it in there. Soak the
it in there.
The
it's not the same.
And, yeah, and I took it out and I basically made chorizo. I was like, vegan chorizo. I was like, okay.
Yeah, like we'll just call it vegan chorizo.
Yeah, like no, let's just put potatoes in there. Just some
little things like that. And I remember before we opened, just trying to get the salsas on point. Yeah. It took. I don't know how many batches.
Yeah, right. But you just have to like, and you know what you're looking for, but you have to keep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, because I remember the first batch we have, it's made with chile de árbol. It's just kind of like an orange-looking salsa.
Mm-hmm.
But the first batch I made was so unbelievably hot.
Did you burn your mouth off?
Oh, yeah. No.
Because you need like one or two, and that's all you need.
No, yeah, I've definitely toned it down now, but people still loved it. I mean, El Paso, they love their spicy, so.
Right, nothing wrong with sweating awesome. And eating around
here.
But
I remember that week, but I saw a couple of people sweating
a
lot.
Painful.
And I'm like, oh. Are you okay, sir? Like, oh, yeah, it's really good. It's really good spice. It's hot. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, got it. Well, I know from your Instagram that you guys like to change up your menu a lot. So it's almost like a new occasion each week that you guys are open.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. I mean, well, last month we did gorditas, which I think we might just move to the menu. And then.
Yeah, that sounds pretty phenomenal.
And then we've been doing tortas recently. And, oh, man.
That photo of the one, the milanesa one, I'm like, whoa, it looked delicious.
It's, yeah. We actually
haven't even tried it yet.
Really? No,
it's because
we've been just selling
just making
out.
Them.
Just making them. We're like, are they good? Or
apparently they're good, guys.
Yeah, right?
They're good, yeah. That's why we were just like, we'll just keep making them then.
Yeah. The other thing is like when we change the menu, we also try to look for the local vendors that how can we get gorditas? Because like most of the gorditas are made with manteca, which is like
lard.
So I was like looking around, just calling people. I was like, oh, you sell gorditas? Like, yeah. Do you put lard in them? Like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
They're like, of course we do.
Of course we do. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't want to go into that conversation with them. And then somebody told me about this place. Like, they sell gorditas. They don't use lard. I was like, really? So I went over there. I talked to his name is Luis. He told me like, no, I don't use none of that. He says like, I don't use lard because I don't like to use lard because it's filthy. It's like, I don't like it. I like just vegetable shortening and baking soda and, like, masa. I was like,
okay.
This is exactly what we needed. So we got that, and it was just like, I told Javi, like, hey, we can do the gorditas. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So it really comes down to, like, knowing, like, the local businesses here.
They're definitely out there. Like, our tortillas, they're vegan, too, and they taste just how my grandma made them.
Yeah, I mean, the basic ingredient is corn, right? You have corn, you have water, you're more or less in business.
And that's the thing. We have a lot of handmade things that we do in-house, like our seitan. It's all made in-house, and the salsas and everything, and our pastor. But we do search out those little things like tortilla flautas are very specific, and you need the right tortillas for flautas.
Mm-hmm. And you guys found them.
Yeah. Our tortilla guy.
Yeah, it's a tortilla.
There's also our meat guy, actually.
We got a tortilla guy. A torta guy.
Carnicera de Leon.
That's your
They're
man.
Right off North Loop. Our buddy Moy, he does awesome, awesome stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
Uh-huh. All right, so we've been talking so much about your fabulous food. We got to tell people how they can actually eat it, right?
Right.
So we know you're in the back patio at Monarch, but I know you guys have some kind of limited hours. So let's tell people.
Yeah, the hours right now are Wednesday and Thursday. We're open from 4 to 11, a little earlier. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 7 to 2 p.m. at night.
Or 7 2 to 2 a.m. So last call, right?
Yeah, last call. So if you have a late night craving or if you're coming back home from the bars, definitely stop by and have a drink at Monarch.
Yeah, of course.
And grab some tacos.
Grab a little something.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, just because I think the best way to find you guys is via Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's Lick It Up El Paso.
Okay, so they can find you at Lick It Up El Paso. You're in the Monarch Patio. So it's Saturday. What do you guys have on the menu tonight?
We're going to have gorditas and the milanesa torta. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the two things that we've really been talking about.
The gorditas, you can't get meat. In those, we have pastor and steak for the meat eaters. Otherwise, just you can do the vegan pastor. Mm-hmm. And we have the milanesa torta.
Torta and the milanesa burrito, too.
Burrito as well.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That torta looks ridiculous.
It's a bad boy.
Yes, yeah. It's a big boy.
I hope you guys can taste it one of these days.
Right?
Maybe.
I hope.
All right. Today, my guests have been Javi Gardea and Edgar Delfin, the owners of the Lick It Up food truck. They are inside Monarch, the patio there on the corner of Rio Grande and Mesa. They're open tonight till 2 a.m., from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., or Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Thank you guys so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.